So, this is really scary. I'm going to tell you a story. Last month, we had a meeting. Or was it this month? No, it was last month. We had a meeting, and I was driving to the meeting, running a little bit late, as is my unique selling point. And I was driving down the motorway going, God, what on earth is this service in November going to be about? December, I get, it's going to be Advent. It's got to be Advent. What have you got for us in November? What's in the church calendar in November? Like, there's nothing apart from All Saints Day. But, like, what can all age do with that? Anyway, I was driving, and I was thinking a bit more. And I was dwelling with my obsession on how much I hate Halloween. And when we got to our meeting, and I was late, and everybody else wasn't late, and they'd had a similar thought process with, like, what's going on with November, and started to plan December. So then when we got to the bit where we said, what about November? I said, do you know what? I was having this thing, and I couldn't get it out of my head about Halloween and how, for me, and I'm only talking about me here, I always have felt that God's called me not to do Halloween and to stand up and say, in my front line, no, I'm a Christian, we don't celebrate Halloween. I hate it. Always very strongly felt convicted of that. I said, you know, maybe there's something coming out of this to do with doing things for God that are sometimes quite hard. And we, between us, and it was a lovely meeting. Our meetings flow so beautifully. We came up with a Romans reading that was beautifully read for us. And then, can I have my... Bing. That's not working. Oh, there it is. So while we were talking some more, we came up with this reading from 2 Peter. I'm just going to read it quickly. It says, God also punished the evil cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. He burned them until there was nothing left but ashes. He used those cities as an example of what will happen to people who are against God. But he saved Lot, a good man who lived there. Lot was greatly troubled by the morally bad lives of these people. The good man lived with those evil people every day, and his good heart was hurt by the evil things he saw and heard. And it's like, are we supposed to be tormented? Are we supposed to be outraged? Are we supposed to be condemning those around us? You know, how should we react when we are surrounded by people who are doing things that make us feel uncomfortable? Can I have the next slide, please? Now, I know this bit in the Bible is about false teachers, okay? This section in 2 Peter, it's about false teachers. It's not about getting on your high horse about someone who's doing something that you think is wrong. Now, every time I've ever heard somebody else preach on this bit of the Bible, I've kind of gone, false teachers. Now, anyone got any reaction to me saying this bit of the Bible is about false teachers? What reactions might we have? Can I get the next slide, please? Phew, glad it's not my job. That's Amanda's problem. I have had many such reactions to this passage before, but this time I couldn't, because this time it is my job. And can we have the next slide, please? While I was preparing for this morning, with not very much enjoyment and not that much enthusiasm, it really came to me that we are all teachers. Every single one of us on our front line, whether that be at work or at school or at the places we go and drink coffee, the way that we act when we stomp down the high street when we couldn't get the last pumpkin in the shop, all of those things, that's our front line, and we are teaching everyone that we see about how Christians behave. Now, it isn't easy to listen to God. Can I have the next slide? I was really thinking about those times that God challenges us. For me, all I was thinking about before the meeting was it was Halloween. I get challenged. Really, at this time of year, I make my son miserable. Okay? We do not trick or treat. We turn the lights off, act like we're not there. We don't put pumpkins outside. The last few years, I've relented, and we've done pumpkin carvings, but we don't put them out the front because we don't want people knocking on our door. And we live in a road where all the children are really nicely trained. If there's no pumpkin, they don't knock. It's fine. But what about those other times when God calls us to listen to him? How do we know? When is it hard? How do our choices, the things that we do, how do they impact on other people? Can I have the next slide? So one thing I learned while I was preparing for this service, and I don't know if this message is for anybody else. The message that I'm getting is, don't stick with what you thought it was. Listen. Because I thought it was about not celebrating Halloween. And then, Matilda, where are you? Magic Matilda said, in our house, we put pumpkins outside. And when people come to the door, we tell them that we're Christians and we're not scared of the devil. And that we're Christians and we don't celebrate Halloween. And I kind of went, whoa. And then Martha said, when else do people that live near us knock on our door and give us a chance to speak to them? And then Tilly at school spoke to one of Sadhu's kids. And he said, we don't do Halloween. And she said, in my house, we take it as an opportunity to speak to people about Christians loving God and not being scared of the devil. So Katie baked cakes and they took cakes to their neighbours. They didn't go and knock on doors and ask for things. They knocked on doors and they told people about Jesus because that's what they were challenged to do. What can we learn from Halloween? What else have I got to learn? When else does God call us to stand up? Can I have the next one? Gossip. I have a group on Twitter of Christian teachers. They have been a godsend, and I don't use the word godsend lightly. God sent them to ground me every day over the past 18 months. And I put a message on going, the curate's making me preach. And it's something to do with, I didn't really realise the irony. It's something to do with when we've got to do something a bit differently for God. And one of the girls said, I think it might be gossip. Some people might need to do things differently around gossip because we can disguise it as concern, can't we? You know? I'm a bit worried about Amanda. She's eaten too many pies. It's gossip. It's not concern. If we only talk to one person at a time, is it gossip? It's gossip. Is it enough to ignore it? Or do we need to call it out? If someone's saying something to you and they're disguising it as concern, is it all right to leave it? What would you do if Jesus was standing next to you? There's all these things that we're called to do because Jesus wants us to be the right person for him. Can I have the next one? So you would have thought by now I would have got it, right? I was sitting up in bed the other morning and I said to Chris, I'm really sorry, Amanda. I said, I don't even want to do this. I don't want to do it. He said, what don't you want to do? I said, I don't want to preach this sermon. I don't want to do it. And I know what's going to happen. She's going to say it's all right. And then Sadhu's going to go on sabbatical and she's going to make me do it again. And I don't want to do it. And he said, Jess, what's the sermon about? And I said, doing things for God when you don't want to. And his response was, there's a word. Okay? Sometimes God asks us to do things we don't want to do. As I think it was Ben said, like salmon swimming against that tide. When you're standing and you're trying to get to coffee and everybody's walking the wrong way. You've got to walk against that tide. Sometimes it's doing things we don't want to do. Sometimes it's not doing things that we really do want to do. Both of those things, you know, doing the thing you just want to do, that can be bad. Ignoring the thing you don't want to do, that can be bad. It's not always doing bad things. Sometimes it's not doing the things we're being called to do. Okay. One more bit of the Bible, which I don't know why. Can I have a next slide, please? I don't know why I didn't put the reference on for this. Someone who has a better knowledge of the Bible will be able to tell me. He's talking about when we're being in the world, but not of it. Okay. I've heard many times people speak about this, and it's telling us that we're not supposed to be like other people because we're Christians and we're special and we're set aside for God and we belong to God and we're His. But do you know what? We are supposed to be in the world. He doesn't call us to be sequestered, to stay here, to live here, to put bunk beds, to shut those doors and stay out of the world. He calls us to be in the world because if we're not in the world, how can the world know about Him? Yesterday and today, I had this song playing in the back of my head that was introduced to me by a young man who is a Christian in my class. And he was such a good witness to me and the rest of those kids. And one day he said to me, in collective worship, can we sing my favourite song? And I'm like, sure, Edward, of course we can. And it's called God's Not Dead by the Newsboys. Anyone who's listening to this being recorded, playing it through the website, go listen to God's Not Dead by the Newsboys. Because the words that are ringing in the back of my head is, let the ground shake with the sound of revival. If we are not out there being in the world, standing up, walking against the tide, doing the things that God wants us to do and not doing the things that He doesn't want us to do, how do they know? How will they know? So I want you to think. Please, can I have the next slide? For me, it was Halloween. And for me next year, it's doing something different at Halloween. Something that will make me intensely uncomfortable. What is it for you? What is it that God's asking you to do or asking you to not do? What are the things that you see in the lives of others that hurt you, like Lot was hurt? If Peter tells us that God's going to save those who honour Him, what do you need to do to honour Him? It's not the same for everyone. God's not asking me to do the same thing that He's asking Simon to do. He's not asking Luke to do the same thing that He's asking, who else am I going to pick on? Mike, to do. His need for us all is as individual as He has made us. Okay, can I have the last one? So how can we pray? Let's pray for what offends us. Let's pray that we hear what should offend us. How do we react? And how should we react? And how do our actions impact on those who are in the world and of it?